años. Y sí. Ok. Not to know me, I graduated from Cairo University in 1962 as a pharmacist. And I worked for the governmental hospitals for 3 years. And I began my own business. It was not my own money, I was a partner with somebody who was the governor of my city, Jefferson, at that time. And we had one pharmacy, and from this pharmacy we established Azawa. It is hard to skip this stage in my life, from my birth to my graduation. Many things happened, but I wanted to make it short. I will talk about, as Steve asked me about my calling to become a priest. Okay? If you want to ask any question, you can do it, okay? There is no problem. Because my English is not perfect, I will read. But if I want to accept something, I will do it. It's after completing, okay, this is, I must explain this. Yes, as I told you, I have a pharmacy business in City Hall, which is 100 kilometers from Canada. And my brother, my elder brother, who is the father of Ihab, Dr. Ihab, you know Dr. Ihab? I'm his uncle. He was a teacher in a school called the Port Said School in a city called Zamalek in Cairo. And he told me that it is better to have your sons to this school. It is a very good school, well known, it is English school. Therefore, I moved my family only, not the business, to Cairo in a city called Aguza. It is very near to a city called Dokki. And I go to Fayoum for 5 days, 2 days also stayed with them in Cairo. After that, and after I did private business, it was a supplemental pharmaceutical things, because I studied industrial pharmacy and I have a diploma in industrial pharmacy, therefore I began to manufacture some supplementals. And from the profit, I purchased a piece of land in Mahadi and I built a building, it was for stores, yeah. And then I began to go to the church of Mahadi, St. Mark Church in Mahadi. It is a well-known church. It is not the church when Jesus Christ, when he fled to Egypt, or to Cairo, or to Egypt, he passed on, no, the other church, like St. Mary Church. St. Mark Church is the center of Mahadi. After completing the construction of the building in Mahadi, I started serving at St. Mark Church, beginning with Bible study meetings on Saturdays. The congregation appreciated my service, thank God. And asked the priest of St. Mark, Father Isaac, to ordain me as a priest in the St. Mark Church. And Father Zaha also asked the Pope Shenouda at that time for my ordination. And then Father Zaha informed me of this the ordination. I prayed for God's confirmation, or I asked God to let me know.
I wanted to say to you, I am coming here not to speak about myself. This is not good for anybody to speak about himself. But the main, I wanted to let everybody, God has a plan for everybody, especially his own people. God wants you to serve in the church, to be a priest, to be a monk, to be, he gave you the opportunity to be a rich man, to serve God and church through the money you have. This is also maybe the plan of God. The plan of God for every thing in your life. You also will be married. God must also be involved because he has a plan for you. What time? Who will be the partner? And this is for the aim of my lecture today, is ask God what you want for me to do this day, this month, this year, about the subject so and so and so. Ask God always, and he will answer. And his answer will be very, very clear. Because you will ask him to give you signs that this is the right way, or this is what he wants you to do. Therefore, I prayed for God's confirmation of this calling, and because there were many obstacles to be ordained as a priest. Because, as you know, I was a very successful businessman, thank God, because not, but this is the God which blessed me with this. And I was a partner of the governor of all the cities, and this will make me a special social or Samoan. I have kind of power in the city because I am the partner of it. Okay? And the third obstacle was what my wife was not accepting my ordination. And also, I know that any business depends on the owner. If the owner is absent from the business, it will vanish. Therefore, I was thinking now, at that time, I have six businesses. And I know that if I leave these businesses, therefore, how can I live? And my sons are still young, 2 years and maybe 4 or 5 years and 6 or 7 years, something like that. How can we live? Because you know the salaries or compensations in Egypt is very, very low. Nobody can live with the compensation of the church. And also, I have a very opposition from my father-in-law. He was very, very sad because thinking of that. Therefore, it was very hard for me to take a decision or to, because what happened that at that time, it was in 1980. You don't know that what happened in Egypt at that time. The president was called Sadat. He, in May 5th, the Mu'id al-Umar, the feast of the Liberties. He talked about the Pope very bad and the Coptic Church, and we supposed to be ordained on 23rd of that the same month. Therefore, the elected for ordination were 23rd persons will be ordained as priests. And all Copts at that time were very afraid because the president was beginning to persecute the church. And only we were three were elected for the ordination. We didn't escape from what Sadat said about the church, about what the cult was to be, something like that. And he put the Sharia law, the law of the Muslims, to be control the country, and until this is until now. Yes. What happened that the Pope told the fathers, Isaac, who was a priest of St. Mark Church, that I will not ordain three, because this is was before the Pentecost, the Pentecost on Sunday, and the ordination will be on Friday. And he used to ordain on that day, Friday, before the Pentecost, the priests to cover Egypt and also any part in the diaspora, in all the Sea of San Marco. Therefore, he said, I will not ordain three priests. We will postpone it. Then I pray to God. God, I have many issues about my ordination. If I am not ordained this time, I will not be ordained never. أنا كنت بكلمه من الطريقة صعبة شوية. Therefore, I asked him for signs, to give me signs that I will accept the ordination. The signs was take other direction. I count my relatives or my brothers, my father-in-law came from Fayum to Egypt, and they went to Father Isaac and told him, please tell the Pope that you are not, there is no any agreement from the family that I will be ordained. And they come to me and told me the same message. This is all the day of the Ashiya of the Ascension feast. And then I told them, okay, if this is the will of God, I will obey it. And I am, okay, I will go to the Ashiya and pray the Ashiya in the church. And then I took my car. When I put my key in the car, there is a tape. At that time, there's tapes, not CDs or not, yeah. And the tape, there is not a the liturgy of Saint Cyril recorded, and I was hearing it before. But when I put the key in the car, I heard this verse or this no this yeah. Yeah. This holy priesthood which is for you. هذا الكهنوت المقدس الذي لك. This is what I heard exactly. This priesthood which is for you. And I wanted to pray the liturgy, sorry, the Ashiya, and ask God, I wanted to hear your voice in the gospel of the Ashiya. And I was listening to the gospel, and this verse in the Bach gospel, I heard it, and I know exactly what God wants from me. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim or preach the kingdom of God. This is what the message of God to me. Go and preach the kingdom of God. It was very now obvious that this is the will of God. But how about my wife? She doesn't want to this because she knows this is will be very hard for her. But I think two things happened. We were driving the car in Cairo, and suddenly a very big car, it is like a hole, very big hole. They you hold it. قالت وكانت هتضرب العربية في السايد بتاعي from my side. And then she heard the voice of God. If you don't give him to me, I will take him from you. This is the first. And the second, when it, about before 2 weeks, she was praying in her room and heard the voice again from God. And then she agreed about the ordination. Okay. That is a very, very, very short. But this is what happened, yes. Okay. Now, the other part, which is the history of my service as a priest. Okay. I was ordained for St. Mark Church in Mahdi. But what happened? Other church called Archangel Raphael Church was a very recent church, and they have no priest, and they were any priest from Cairo can come and pray in the church. There they go, they went to the Pope. And they told him, San Mark has a priest already. Our church has no priest. And they asked him that I will serve in this church. And I served in Archangel Raphael Church for 6 months only, because Father Isaac was trying to have me with him. And he offered other person to be ordained for San Archangel of his church, and I went to serve with him, and I served with him for six years. After that, the Pope asked me to go to Italy to serve in Italy. And this was very, very hard also for me, because to leave, I was all at the same time. When I ordained as a priest, we have two pharmacies. I split it with my partner. I have a pharmacy and a pharmacy. And I have my my sister husband was a pharmacist, and he was taking care of my pharmacy. And there is no. But when I will be far from my business, it will be the end of the business, and this is what happened for everything. Especially I came to United States. Yeah, I can't keep anything. Therefore, I consider everything which I lost as a profit for Jesus Christ, for serving Him. Nothing in this world deserves to put time or full time in it, but we can have part-time job, but most of the time, and this is when I was serving God, and same time I have businesses, and I travel from Fayum to Cairo, I have a list, maybe 20 items, and have items, these items for the service. I wanted to go to buy something for the service, I wanted to meet something, to invite because I was responsible in the service in the church in Fayum. I invited Pope Shenouda, Pope Shenouda and Bishop Gregorius and many other bishops. I was bringing them with my car, and two times Pope Shenouda was in my car from Fayum to Egypt, and we have a special conversation. And he's a great, very great. This is my testimony. It's unique, and also you don't know about Bishop Gregorius. Nobody knows him. this person is unique in everything. He was a kind, he knows or has six languages. You know, he speaks German, French, English, Hebrew, Latin, Greek. Very, 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 I don't know this man. And when you speak with him at any branch in science, in medicine, he knows. In history, he's in the Egyptian history, he knows. He was an encyclopedia, this man. And I have the privilege to be a disciple to those great bishops and also Pope Shenouda. Okay, therefore I serve it. Yes, the story when God called me to go to Italy to serve, and the secretary of Pope Shenouda, كان اسمه أبونا بسنتي, هو بعد كده بقى, he became a bishop after that. He told me the Pope wants you to go to serve in Italy. I told him, let me pray for 7 days and I will let you know. And he told me, do you think that the Pope didn't pray before telling you? There's, and my father from Russia told me, this is kind of order. This order, and you can't say no. And if you say no, you will be in the blacklist. No, I want to be in the blacklist. Therefore, I served in Italy for 2 years because my sons at that time were studying English and they don't know the Italian language. And we found in Milan a school in English or English, it's American school. But it was very, very expensive. But okay, they went to the school, and then father of Steve Ackman, he finished the high school and he must go to college, something like that. And there is no colleges in English. And, he went to Switzerland, to Lugano. There was an American college there, but also this was very expensive. So I asked the Pope, I wanted to return, go back to Mahdi. But he sent Ambassador, who was a social bishop, who can, he was visiting Italy at that time, and he told me the Pope, asking you wanted to go to United States, and if you can go to United States, you prefer to go to establish a church there, or you want to serve in an established church. I told him, no, I am now 48 years and I can't establish a new church. I want to go to a church established already. Okay, and this is the church, the Valley Church, but it was not here. It was at 9165 Woodman Avenue, Panorama City. This is the old church, and it is established. But it's a very small church, and there is not any Sunday school room. Church without Sunday school rooms. Okay. There only one room. It was the room of the Abuna, the room of the treasurer, the room of the Sunday school, only one. And then we decided to find other alternative. And then after the liturgy, I told the people of the church, we wanted to find other church, bigger church, or we may have a land and build a new church. The second day, only one day, somebody called me. When I woke up in North Boulevard, I find this sign. This is house, 4 acres, and They asking for $1,100,000. I called the treasurer. He wrote the offer, and we got the house and the land for 4 acres. And we began to have the zoning, because it was residential, we can develop. And we have something called conditional use permit, that we use this place for a church only, not commercial, not anything, only church. And thank God we have a permit to build 40,000 square foot. And we began to build first the administrative building, which is now the rooms of the priests and the basketball court and the kitchen, and also the logos area. After that, we built the Sunday school, which is the school and the Sunday school rooms. Then we wanted to build the church, this church. And it was very hard because this cost very much money we don't have. And then a piece of land adjacent to the church was in the market. And I asked the board to put an offer and to buy this and do any project to get money to build the church. And the board didn't agree. I think it was at that time 250,000. After a couple of months or 6 months, something like that, the same land was offered for 400,000. And that time I insisted to buy this land, in spite they didn't agree at all. And I remember that His Eminence Matrikas Sarabion told me, why you insisted to buy this land? If the board is not agree, why you insist? I told him, and this is what happened. I prayed 3 liturgies in 3 days, asking God to let me know if this is your will that we buy this land. And in every liturgy, I feel peace that God wants us to buy this land. And because the board didn't agree, I asked some of our congregation to buy the land in his name, and then we will take the land from him. And this all happened. And this was the first senior citizen building. But when we have the land and we put the down payment, I think we try to have a loan from the bank to build the senior citizen building, but the bank have a condition that we must pay all the money to have the land free. And this is maybe about 350,000, something like that, or 400,000. I don't remember exactly. But, and we have a meeting with the board, and the board tell me, oh, okay, you have now the land, and the bank, no bank wanted to give us the loan. What will you do with this land? Okay, and I can't answer. This is very hard for me. And then I told them, I know, but we'll pray, God will do something, okay? And I went home, and at 9 o'clock evening, I have a call from somebody from the church, and he told me I have money in my account, about maybe 400,000, and I must move it from my account because it may cause a problem for me. Okay, give me the money. I need it. But don't ask me what you will get it. I will take it, and he take it maybe after a couple of years, thank God. But this, therefore we pay the, and we have the loan, and we build the And then you know that after some time, maybe some years, and we have equity in the building, we did the refinance and took money and built the churches, the little churches from God. And then after that also, we do refinance and we bought other two pieces of land and we built the two other buildings. We have three senior citizen buildings. And we also bought three pieces of land and we were planning to do a very big very honorable, not senior citizen, youth center. But we fought with the city and the county and didn't agree about this project because they told us to build the many and we can't give you more than this. And therefore we are now trying to use them or to build in these three lots 12 houses also to use them in assisted living, to the memory care, to nursing home, something like any. Now, any project, when I do a project, if it is well, generate money. It is not only I do it for to generate money, but to serve others. Seniors, for to serve the seniors. When we do the any kind of projects, it must have also a serve to our congregation. We must serve congregation. We are not only, we are not business institute, but we are a church. Therefore, any project we do, this must also serve others. And this is why in any project we do first how to serve. And we pray that when we build these three lots, we can, it will be 12 houses, we can use them also for service, yeah, to serve God for those who have any kind of diseases, need the special care, something like that. Now I finished, okay, but I open if anybody wanted to ask me about anything which I can't explain very well.
We have about six questions so far, so I'm going to ask about six.
Okay.
And the first question is, can you speak about the importance of forgiveness within the Christian faith? Mm. And can someone enter into the kingdom of God if they don't forgive someone who wronged them?
Yeah, this is a very good question. Forgiveness, yes. Forgiveness is not healing of others. Forgiveness is healing for myself. When I forgive somebody, I am healed. But if I carry any kind of bitterness towards anybody, I will not be happy. I have no peace. Therefore, because this is a fact, Jesus Christ told us that we must forgive. And we say this in the Lord's Prayer, forgive our sins as we forgive others. And he put it as a condition, if you don't forgive, he will not forgive you, because this, he wants to help us how to be healed. How to be healed. Forgiveness is very important. And now they are trying to teach in the psychologies or yani, this is the way of healing, that forgiveness is healing yourself. Because I want to tell you something. Nobody have mistakes. All of us have mistakes. And if I did any mistakes against others, therefore, I expect that the who I did something wrong verbally or by any other mean, he is upset. And also, I may be upset if anybody hurt me. But how, as a Christian, to overcome this kind of hurt? This is only when I forgive. And I will tell you how to forgive, because it is hard to do it by yourself, very hard. But you will stand in front of Jesus Christ crucified on the cross. Okay. Jesus, you forgave my sins through your crucifixion. And because you forgave me, I will forgive Matthew. Matthew. Anybody, not Matthew. I will forgive because you forgave me. And therefore, if you want to feel the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, you can't forgive others. Therefore, it is very important also to enjoy the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, and then you will forgive anybody. Because what Jesus Christ forgave you is the death penalty. But anybody who did anything for you, and if he, for example, what he did can let him go to the prison for 6 months. 6 months, and this is eternal death. Therefore, who forgave me from eternal death, I must forgive those who also hurt me by any means. This is the first question. Is it clear now? Did you know, or do you know now how to forgive others? Have you the Jesus crucifixion at your room, and you try to do this for anybody by name? I will forgive Fulan so and so because you forgive me. Yes.
Second question is, what's your favorite book and why?
Oh, the Bible. Very easy question. Very easy question. The Bible. I love the Bible very, 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 very much. And I advise you, if you don't memorize now the verses of the Bible, when you become more older, it is hard to memorize it. I thank God because I discovered this fact when I was in your age. And then I don't only memorize verses, I memorize chapters. And up till now, when I read this chapter once or twice or three times, I remember it. And this is what I will let you this history, this story, but this is a good story. We have a group when I was living in Abuja or Dohi. I went to the church in Dohi. And then we have a group, and we agreed that the Sunday is a blessed day. It is, we must bless this day, and we don't do anything other than after church, we come together and pray and read the Bible, and that's it. And we agreed to begin. After the church, we go to one of the houses of the group, and then we will begin to study the epistle of St. Peter, the first epistle of St. Peter, the first chapter. It was very, very strange, but it is not very strange. God knows. Did God do anything by, yes. All of us was memorized all the chapter, and until now I memorized it. This is all. And then we began from this moment to memorize not verses but chapters. And if you don't do this, and this is again good. Your father. Okay. And this is very important. Now, I know that. We know now text message, we know very short, hadish. Nobody wanted to put time in the Bible. This is the storage for all your years that the Bible will be inside you, يعني will dwell inside you. لتسكن فيكم كلمة المسيح بغنى. ترجم من هنا. Yeah. يعني this is a verse. That is the word of God to dwell in us. And this is by memorizing. Begin memorizing a verse every week. It is very easy. Memorize verse only every week. For 1 year, we'll have 52 verses. And this is very good. Can you begin with this? The third question.
Third question is, how do you know that what you're seeking is a sign, or what you're seeing is a sign from God? Should we ask for Him to give us specific signs?
Yeah. We must know that we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit directs us. And when you want to know the will of God, you must ask God, what is your will? I want to tell you, God answers by many ways. He may look a way to go the other way. He may convince you that this is right or this is wrong. And this only happens when you pray. Sometimes somebody opened the Bible and I want to know God will. No, this is not. But if I am reading the Bible every day and I am now in the Gospel according or Gospel after John, I will not change the Bible to know the will of God. God may speak in any verse in the Bible and you will feel it. But He had many ways to speak to you, many ways. But for my ordination, it was very, because it is a very big change in my life. Therefore, I asked God for many signs. And because this was His will, I got all the signs which I asked from Him. Even I told Him, God, I have now 2 apartments in my building. Because I furnish the apartments and I rent it to American families because the Americans love Maadi, but not now. I don't think they love Maadi now. Now Maadi is not there. And there I need money because I can't live on the salary of the church. And the 2 apartments were in. Every sign, but يعني أنا كنت بحاول أعجز ربنا يعني بحاول إن أنا أقول يعني بس this is not the way يعني زاريت وقطع لكن هو كان عايز كده عايز أقول لكم على حاجة I want to tell you something if you do something against the will of God this is will let you that you are not happy if it is priesthood if it is only kind of ministry or kind of business or kind of marriage or anything. If it is the will of God, you will be happy because God has a plan, as I told you, has a plan. Tell Him every day, God, what you are planning for me today? Yes, I think when I went to my city, Fayum, and I ordained as a priest, and they told me to say a sermon. This was my sermon. Ask God every day, Thy will done. And I want to know Your will for me today. God, I need to meet those who are predestined to be saved. I don't want to waste time to those people who will not be convinced by your salvation and your Bible. I want to help those who are wanting to have, or as I thought, though I chosen for the heavenly kingdom. I wanted to waste my time. And this is very important, because when you will be a minister or a khadim or a priest or a bishop, you can be deviated from the purpose. We have only one thing, Jesus Christ told his disciples, go to all the world to preach the gospel. And this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who will believe in Jesus and his death, crucifixion and resurrection will be saved. We have no ministry other than this. This is what we wanted to spread all over the world. And this is also my ministry in the Christian media. As I told you, it is in Arabic, but we have now English channel, and I'm asking if anybody is interested to help me too, because this is not like the Arabic one. It is need some help. Therefore, if you need to help us in the English channel, it will be good. And that is the last question.
There's three more. Did Utsak see St. Mary's apparition in Zaytun?
Yes, I saw it. I saw the appreciation of St. Mary. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I will not ever forget this apparition, because what joy, happiness, I can't express by our language. I felt that my body, all my body, there is something, I don't know, kind of happiness I don't feel before. And I remember when she make her blue clothes and she make her hands like this. And it was for a long time. Yes, this is the only one time I saw it. But it is, if we send Mary in her appreciation and we feel that like this, what we will feel when Jesus Christ, when we see Jesus Christ himself, what happiness, what joy we will have. And this is very important to know, because I don't know. Even the saints, when they dream by a saint, we feel happy. We feel happy. Jesus Christ also appeared to many people, and they also describe that they were very. Nobody can express their happiness or their joy. Yeah, thank God. I thank God, because this is also one of the testimonies which God let me enjoy it, to know that this was a very true revelation. Because they said that this is not true, this is kind of laser, something like that. No, laser will not give me happiness. This is St. Mary.
Two more questions. When Utsak started serving here at St. Mary's Athanasius, what was your vision for the church, and is it close to what it looks now?
When I began the service here, yes. I am in the church 35 years. Asking me to remember something from very. I was trying to remember. Because I tried this in Miami and in Italy. I like to have disciples. What is the meaning of to have disciples? It's called a kind of groups. Like they have that for them, servant, spiritual. Yeah. For example, I have a group. كان فيهم هاني وناجي. هاني اللي هو بوب بيشوب كيرلس. ناجي is أبونا ديفيد, فازر ديفيد عبد السيد. I like the groups. I did some groups in Mahadi, and from the groups I have many of them priests and monks, and also in Italy. And here I can do groups, because when I do some groups, very little come, because I have a job. I went to other school, I went to the other university, I find this is very, very, because the group, we stay for more than 3 years to have a discipleship, very, it is a kind of program, and Bishop Carlos told me that he wanted to apply this program, the discipleship. This is very, very, very unique program, and the graduated, or who graduated from this program, they become ministers or priests or have a role in the church. When I go to Mahadi, I left Mahadi from now more than 37 years. Only those who have or were in these groups, they take vacation, because I will stay 7 days in Mahadi, they wanted to be me all this time, because we were as our own family. This is the discipleship service or group. Therefore, this is very important. And I thought the priest is here to try to do this, but they are overwhelmed with many services and many responsibilities. It took every week we must have 2 hours or more. And this is not in the church. We go to the houses of everyone, because we will to create a new family, to be happy, and also to practice what we have studied. How can we love each other? How can we serve each other? How can we be one entity, one body? This is very important. Yeah. عشان كده المسلم يقول لك والأنبا شنودة وتلميذه والأنبا فلان وتلميذه. فالمزة دي مهمة أوي في الكنيسة. Discipleship is very important in the church. And thus, discipleship will not be achieved by a meeting like this. Or اجتماع للخدام, then برضو. It must be a very close touch with the monitor.
Huh?
With
a mentor.
Mentor, with a mentor. It's not necessary to be a priest. Because what happened? All those were in groups, they established groups. And this is very important. Yeah. Okay. عشان كده يعني احنا يعني I don't know if we can do this with you or not. If you want anybody to begin a group, خلي أبونا Elijah, أبونا, I give them the programs and they can begin with them.
Last question,
let's take
is, what are some of your favorite memories with Pope Shenouda?
Yeah, yes, okay. Yes, when I was in the 40 days in the monastery after ordination, we go to the monastery and we stay for 40 days. And Pope Shenouda was in the monastery and one of the bishops, I think, is called Amba Pham. And he was farewelling him, and when happened that one of the dogs, and he loves the dogs, Bob Shenouda, a changel fi, yani, I did all. And then his leg was broken. And at that time, I was in the monastery for the 40 days. And at that time, nobody was has a car because it was in the 80s, together 80. And only my car, because when I came to the monastery, I want to buy my car. And it was the only car in all the monastery, no car. The poor car was in the maintenance in Cairo. Therefore, they, at that time, I took a permission from Pope Shenouda, or yes, from Pope Shenouda himself, to visit San Mina Monastery. And I took my car with Father Moses, and we are going to the San Mina Monastery. And I found that many monks are running towards the car. What happened? I took a permission. Why they are running? Then I stopped. They told me the Pope didn't you. This what happened. I took him to the hospital, and I was very, very afraid when I'm driving. I am driving the Pope, and I'm afraid anything will happen. After I went to the hospital, I returned back to the. This is the important thing. When he was in the car, he told me that I didn't thank God for my legs are working or good or I'm walking. Now I must thank God for everything I have, because I may lose it. But this is what I also we must thank God for everything. I can see, I can hear, I can function, I have legs, don't have what we have. This is one time. Yes. I think when he was a general bishop, I used to go to attend his lecture from Fayoum to Cairo. And then the second or the when I have a youth meeting, I teach the same lecture to the youth. I memorize it carefully. ما كانش بقى في الوقت ده على الميديا والحاجات دي كلها ولا الفونز ولا التسجيل ولا حاجة. فكنت أنا بروح أسمع. I heard what he said and the points. I memorize it. ما كنتش بكتب. I memorize it and I teach it. Yeah. And until now, Pope Shenouda sermons are a very helpful for everybody who listen to it. He has a charisma in teaching and preaching. He's very I am thankful for him. Okay, thank you very much for hearing you, and I apologize for if I speak for myself. I think it was not good, but if I speak about God, this is what I wanted to let you know, that anything happened for my life, it is not because I am intelligent, because I am better than others, because God loves me, and I know this, and He loves you also, the same love, and maybe more, but you must discover this by yourself. Okay?
Thank you.
Welcome.